Dedicate a few words. I see so nice to see Zachary here, not just with his father, with his grandfather. It reminds us of the beginning of the parsha. The father and the grandfather, but it's even nicer to see, of course, with the tefillin. And that comes to the end of the parsha. The mitzvah of tefillin is spoken about four times in the Torah, twice at the end of Parshas Bo in Perek Yud Gimel of Sefer Shmos, and then again in Dvarim Perek Vav in the first parsha of Shema, and then again in Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph in the second parsha of Shema. That's why the Rambam says it's not really one mitzvah or even two mitzvahs, the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin shel rosh, but the Rambam wants to encourage us in the importance of tefillin. Zachary says it's really eight mitzvahs because it's described four different times in the Torah, and each time it's two different mitzvahs, the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh. So you're probably wondering, sitting here, you know, why am I only putting on my tefillin now so close to the bar mitzvah? Doesn't the Gemara in Sukkah say, a katan hayodea lishmor es tefilav, you're able to take care of the tefillin that his father is responsible to purchase him tefillin? It's a good question that you should ask. And of course, the rabbis didn't come up with this idea of katan hayodea lishmor es tefilav on their own, but this was an example of the Lishna Derabanan of the language of Chazal borrowing from the Torah itself. Because when the Torah describes the mitzvah of tefillin, the pasuk says, Vishamarta, Esachuka azos lemoadam, yamim yamima, that you have to guard the tefillin. That's why Rabbi Soloveitchik was so insistent that when people take off their tefillin, let's say it's a Rosh Chodesh or a Chol HaMoed, they have to put away their tefillin before they continue davening. The Shemira is intrinsic to the mitzvah of tefillin. And the answer, of course, is, because even though we know you, Zachary, you personally would have been able to be Shomer Tfilav, you know, for a long time already, we're so concerned with the sanctity of tefillin that we want to make sure that really a person is only putting on tefillin when they're obligated to do so. They're not really obligated to do so maybe just a month before, like the Magen Avraham says 3 months before, and then we don't want people taking any risks with tefillin. And that has another application as well. You might be asking yourself, okay, that's before I'm obligated, but once I'm obligated to put on tefillin, I have to put on tefillin all day long. The Mishnah in Megillah says, "Davar shemitzvaso bayom, tzvaso kol hayom." There's no indication in the Chumash that tefillin should only be worn, let's say, during davening, during Kriyat Shema. So what's going on over there? So again, the classical answer is, we don't want people taking any risks with tefillin. We want to treat our tefillin with such sanctity that, you know, we don't want the tefillin to be on all day long. But I wanted to share with you a different answer based on the Rabbeinu Yonah and Brachos very briefly, that I think not only reflects something beautiful about this parsha, but hopefully you'll carry with you going forward as now you're at the beginning of your tefillin career. Rabbeinu Yonah quotes from the Gemara at the beginning of Brachos, which is a little surprising. The Gemara says that the great leader of the Jewish people, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, which you know, he was responsible for the authorship of the Mishnah, that he may have only said the first pasuk of Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He was so busy studying and teaching Torah that he didn't have time to do the entire mitzvah Shema. And it's a machlokas in the Gemara whether after he was done with his shiur, did he come back and say all of Kriyat Shema. So Rabbeinu Yonah said, like, how is this possible? You know, mitzvah Kriyat Shema is so important. Well, he says the mitzvah Kriyat Shema is really a form of Torah study. We know that it's three paragraphs in the Torah. So Yavo Shinun V'Yidcha Shinun, he says, let Torah study, the Torah study that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi was involved in, let Torah study come along and push off other forms of Torah study, like the Torah study that we do during Kriyat Shema. He says, but that's not going to apply to what he calls a mitzvah masis. You're not going to say, I'm studying Torah, so I don't have to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. You know, I'm studying Torah, I don't have to take a lulav when it's sukkahs. But he says, but there is one mitzvah masis where we have a right to say that because we're involved in Torah, we don't need to do this mitzvah as much as we would otherwise do it, and that's the mitzvah of tefillin. Because in this week's parasha, the Torah says, V'aya lecha la'os al yadchal zikaron b'ineinecha, l'ma'an tihiya Torah Hashem b'ficha. That the entire point of the mitzvah of tefillin is to connect you to the Torah. So if a person is connected to Torah, a person is studying Torah, a person is thinking about Torah, a person is living Torah, Rabbeinu Yonah says, there's less of a reason to wear tefillin. Of course, we still put on our tefillin during davening. We take that very seriously. But he doesn't say it's just about the sanctity of tefillin or making sure that nothing untoward happens to tefillin. He says it's because the entire purpose of tefillin is to encourage us to be involved in Torah. And Zachary, if you're involved in Torah all day long, so you could wear your tefillin very proudly during Kriyat Shema and during Shemona Esrei, and then you could take your tefillin off, Bishmira, as we said, you take care of them, you put them away, and then you continue your involvement in Torah, L'ma'an tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, and so may you have a great career with tefillin, both when you wear the tefillin and what tefillin will inspire you to, L'ma'an tia Torah Hashem b'ficha.